Hi, it's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach. And today, this week for our podcast, it's going to be all things content. And don't zone out on me yet. I know that this is something that perhaps gets really overwhelming for people, but content is one of the things that helps differentiate you from your competition. It also provides your voice to those that you desire to serve the most, and it's also your best way to keep them educated and engaged with your practice. So it really is that important and something that should not be handed off just to anybody or to an outside company that's just putting things out there that you may or may not be able to keep track of. It's also one of those things that is easy to track, especially on the World Wide Web. And it's also something that layers into every aspect of your practice. So it layers into the care of your patients, it layers into the marketing for your patients, it layers into getting patient reviews and testimonials. It layers into becoming someone that they are actually referring others to, even just online with you possibly knowing it or not. And it's just one of those things that also lends itself to your educational materials, and also for many people that I work with, a book that helps them systematize what it is that they say over and over and over in their practice in a very engaging way through a membership site with their patients or through a book. It's one of those things. Content is really that important. And while we all know that the world is full of almost overwhelmingly too much information, the world does need, you know, to make sure that they have, you know, somebody with a good sense about them and somebody who is going to provide wisdom for them, something that's going to be helpful for them. So this is where you are poised perfectly to fit this bill. So we're going to talk about content today. And I have been reached, people have reached out to me literally, you know, a lot over, you know, close to 100 people have reached out about social media calendar that I launched starting this year in my membership program, the Bariatric Business Boss. And what I did was I created a template for you in addition to things that can automatically be customized for you to know exactly what you can post about every single day of the week. Now, granted, some of it you just cut and paste, and you can also just take it and put your logo on it and put it out there. But it also gives you very intriguing questions that you can answer very simply as a clinician, or have one of your clinicians on your team take care of answering these questions, or maybe someone else, a clinical person, an administrative person on your team. Or for some of the topics, it could be someone who's at your front desk or your office manager. So these are really important things that you can utilize, and it gives you something to go by every single day. So you're not wondering, gee, what should I ask about? Or having that situation where a lot of times people ask me to look at their social media or their website. And when I look there, I just had one this week, and they had 4 posts for the entire last year in their social media. And they struggle with what to say, or it's outsourced to someone else and it really doesn't seem to have their personality or have, you know, something that lends directly to what it is that they offer at their practice. So it's more of a generic content that doesn't seem to get a lot of traction. So how do you guys come up with all these ideas? How do I come up with them? How can you come up with them so that you can be creating this great content that reaches those that you want to serve the most? Well, for me, I like to keep things simple, and I do encourage you to not get too inundated. You can do all sorts of things. People will send you, you know, I have this calendar I send, it's all in one place, but sometimes people decide, oh, I have to have a spreadsheet, and then I have to have, you know, I have to have all these glorious tools to help me figure it out. Keep it simple. Something that you can keep track of, very, depends on how you work. If you like electronic formats, I have offerings for that. You can do it within something called Trello. You can do it in Todoist. You can do it just in a spreadsheet, you can do it in a Google Doc. You know, if you're somebody who likes to write things down, then just do it on a calendar. Go to some local Walmart or Target or anywhere and get a simple notebook that you can keep track of it, and you keep it in a common place so your team who's also helping with you with this knows what the plan is, not only today, but for the next month. And it's also something you can do kind of batch. You can do a group of things at the same time. So I don't mean to digress, but where do you get your ideas from for your content? Well, the thing is, I find I am most creative. I get my best ideas when I am driving and when I'm in the shower. And I have to always, I also sometimes, you know, you can wake up in the middle of the night and have a great idea. You have to have somewhere to write that down. So think about where it is that you're most creative. The other place that I'm probably most creative is when I am in nature. So whether it could be outside in nature, or for me, even in my sun porch, when I'm looking out at nature, is a time when I'm really, really creative. So think about when it is that you're creative, and that's when some of your best ideas will come to you, and you'll start to just ruminate on different things that you know people would benefit from knowing. And when I say people, I mean your ideal patients that you want to work with the most. So that's where you can actually find time to be creative. I also sometimes will go away for a day or two, and I go down to the lake, down at Lake Gaston in North Carolina. I love it there. And my mind can just kind of, I just get refreshed and re-energized, and it could be going for a run or going for a walk, and it just starts to come to you. So figure out where it is that you're most creative. If you feel like you are not creative or you have zero time for that, then you need to partner with someone on your team and help guide that process through them, perhaps. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is getting your ideas for your content from those that you serve. So my ears are, as you know, I'm in the trenches just like all of you. My ears are always perked up, and actually the staff here is now trained to also have their ears always perked up to know what is it that people are asking. What are the most common questions that they're asking over and over again, either in your exam treatment rooms, as they're coming in for their initial consultation, at any weight loss surgery seminars, when they call into the office, what are their most common questions? When they're on the scale and they're frustrated, what is the question that comes out of their mouth next? What, you know, all those simple things, it's just that you don't even think about, but to have your ear and your mind geared toward what is it that people are asking about the most, that then creates your ability to create content. From my consulting perspective, it's where I came up with my, you know, Q&A with Carol. I get these emails all the time with different questions. So I just start to answer them. I've also done books about it, you know? So it's a great way, and in fact, in many ways, the best way to really reach out to those that you want to serve the most. And I just find it so exciting. And so that's something that's really important. And when you're answering these questions, two questions you want to ask yourself. I learned this from a business coach I respect a great deal. Her name's Michelle Pippin from Women Who Wow. And she always says when you're thinking up your content, not thinking up, but when you're creating your content, you will always want to ask yourself two questions. The first one is it true? Is what you're sharing really true information? Which in the clinical world, it is for the most part. For some other marketing, you know, sometimes people get these twisted sort of marketing ideas. But for us, you know, is it true is the first question. The second question is, will it help someone? And if it's coming from your clients and those that you're serving each and every day, it's going to help someone. It's going to help a lot of people, actually. So that's an important thing to do. So getting your information from those that you serve is the second greatest way to find ideas for content. The third way is from your team, which I kind of alluded to already, but having your team involved in that and really staying in tune with what are the most common questions people are asking, it is really great. They become very in tune with it. We actually keep a simple, like I say, I love keeping things simple. Sometimes people come to me and they have all these convoluted processes in place. And it's like, can we just simplify this? And you'll get a lot more done and you'll have much greater return on investment. So simplifying is great. We just have a piece of paper taped to a file cabinet, and people write down whatever the idea is, whatever someone asks them, whatever it is that they think would be a cool thing to do. We've come up with some of our greatest ideas through that. So the team is just phenomenal at coming up with ideas. So do not leave them out. You're not functioning in a silo. You're functioning with an entire team who wants you and your practice to be successful. So that is the third one. The fourth one is to think about holidays. And so when, particularly when Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming around, I mean, gosh, there is so much content you could be creating, you know, ways for people to remain healthy during the holidays, recipes, you know, what to do when you're, and what to do when you're going to that buffet, or when you're going to that party, you know, all those tips to help keep them from overindulging and ruining the efforts that they put through. There are so many things around those sorts of holidays, all the holidays that involve food, and you can make it really fun and still very tasteful. So there are tons of things. I know for in Bariatric Business Boss, I actually provide my clients with an entire book. It's got it for the holidays. They customize it, and it's got all the recipes for how to turn everything for a Thanksgiving meal into something that is more focused on protein and controlled carbohydrates. So it's really a great thing. So that's that holiday. You could talk, you know, during Valentine's Day about, you know, things related to Valentine's Day, loving yourself. You could talk a lot about the emotional impact of weight loss and that sort of thing. You can get into so much for the summer months, things related to fitness and when people are out doors more, and you could even take when the sun starts coming out, you know, getting your vitamin D. I mean, there the world, it's just like a plethora of things out there related to seasons and holidays. So that is my fourth tip for coming up with content. And my fifth one is coming up with some themes. And when I say themes, I mean a couple of things. One is you could take whatever your calendar, like you'll notice on these my social media calendar, that I have some things that occur weekly. So there's some where, like where there's patient highlights or ask the doctor or thing. I may have some set things, which you can always be thinking about and batch your content together. And then I just think about themes. So for 1 month, we may be talking a bit about, we'll spend a whole week on hydration, and then we'll spend a whole week on the importance of sleep. And then we'll spend a whole week on the importance of fitness. And then we'll spend a whole week about different ideas for recipes, macronutrients, micronutrients, eating in, eating out. I mean, I can go on and on and on. If you're ever out of ideas, please reach out to me and I can help work you through that. And so that's where you can get a lot of your things, coming up with some themes and making sure that they relate to what it is that you're teaching your patients and what it is that they're asking questions about. So that's a great thing, is to keep to those different themes. And I know even for Weight Loss Practice Builder, I will focus on themes. You know, 1 month is all about team building and creating that ideal team that supports you. Another whole month will be about publishing and how to get yourself published. Another whole month will be on sales, retail sales, and how to make it so it's not icky feelings. Make it feel like it's very natural and how it's very helpful for your patients. Another whole month will be spent on how do you add additional revenue streams into your practice. I mean, I just have it sort of marched out, and I want to make sure that I'm covering the things that people ask me about all the time. So that's another way to get content. So like I say, this podcast is all about content. So that was my fifth idea for getting content. And my sixth and final thing that I want to talk about is a bit about not necessarily finding your content, because we went through a lot of ways to do that, but how do you make this process simple? How do you make it systematized and yet really unique to you? And you may think that that's impossible, but it's not. It's one of those things that you identify, again, and I can help people work through this, identify someone on your team who, because you as the physician or the administrator can't take all of this on yourself. It's a effort that you do with your team. So find someone on your team who's particularly organized and who also likes social media. If you can't find somebody on your team, although I bet you can, find them, and then if you need help training them, reach out to me. We can work on that together. Or you can sometimes get a VA, a virtual assistant, but I sometimes am leery about that because they're not in your practice every day. They don't see what's going on every day, and they don't come up with the great same ideas that you will find in your own practice. So find somebody who enjoys social media and turn this into a system so it's not overwhelming and it's not taking them away from all of their day-to-day activities. You can make this just as a aspect of someone's position. So for that, you figure out what it is you want to cover in terms of content, and then you create the assets, whether it's video, whether it's written, whether it's a graphic, whether it's a link to what we call a lead magnet that will also gain you leads, that sort of thing, and you map this out. I like to do it, I'll usually do mine in 3-month chunks, I'll come up with a theme every month for the whole year, but then I really focus on then 3 months, but I really then I do have 1 whole month ahead of time developed, and we create the content for that. And so then it's already there, and you can schedule everything to be posted, and then they can also monitor your social media sites and track what sort of response that you're getting. And then what you do is you see what gets the most engagement, and then you do more of that. And it's really not that difficult. That's how simple it is. But you want to systematize it. So I used to feel like I had to do it all. So I would be mapping out content. I would be sitting there with the physician and I would be helping him, or I would be creating it. And then I just got overwhelmed. I felt like my whole job was circling around this. And I let everything else go. Well, once I involved somebody else and I utilized them and involved the team a little bit more, they loved it. It added some excitement to their day. And it also then carved out some creativity for the one that I chose that and who also offered, if you ask, who she loves creativity. And for us, it's Dawn, and she loves creativity. And before you know it, you're working with her on everything. And before you know it, it creates a whole life of its own. And you're just out there all the time, which helps create at that additional footprint in your area. So anyhow, those are my tips. And I would love to hear or have you comment or email me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. If you aren't a member of Bariatric Business Boss, hop over there and join in so you can get your calendars every single month done for you. Marketing plans, I give you recipes you can customize and share with your patients. I give you tip sheets every single week so you always have something to be emailing in terms of content for your patients. And then I also get to work with you one-on-one, which is super fun for me, and it also helps you with implementation. So if you haven't joined, please join. It's really, it's almost like a no-brainer. If you go to bariatricbusinessboss.com, you can join there. And as you're creating your content, I did sort of what you call a call to action. At the end of yours, you want to reach out to your patients and let them know that you want to be engaged with them. So ask them to reach out to your office if they have questions, if they are interested in your services. You want to have some way for them to link so that you can gain their information, or that they can have a one-on-one conversation with one of your team members. You want them to always feel welcome, and you want them to be reaching out to you, whether it's for a piece of information that you have to offer, a book that you've created, or a consult, or a one-on-one meeting with one of your team to talk about what services that you offer. Or if you have a retail store with nutritional products, that's a easy way to also help do that engagement. So you do want to also at the end include a call to action, not for everything, but for most. Obviously, our biggest goal is to educate those we want to serve and to build a relationship with them and to attract them into your circle, your family, so that you can provide services for them. Then they tell a lot of other people and the whole thing just continues to snowball. So I hope you found this helpful for this podcast this time. If you're here, please subscribe as well. And I hope you guys have a great day. If you have questions, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. Put me and my team to work for you. And anyhow, in the meantime, if not, just continue to listen to all this free content. And I hope you find it helpful, and it really helps move the dial and improve the outcomes for your patients and also your reach. So take care, everybody.